Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day is Luke chapter 24, here again the part that reads, "Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures, and he told them, thus it was written, the Messiah would suffer, or the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Well, do we like to talk about ourselves? We know that some people really do. At least that's our impression of them. Most of us find it easier to talk about other people or other events. It could be about a person who makes some kind of impact on your life, good or bad, or the person is making some kind of impact on other people's lives. It is easier, maybe it is easier, to talk about things when it doesn't begin with you. This was true for the disciples. Luke chapter 24 says, while they were still talking about this. The disciples are talking to one another. There's a conversation about what happened, most likely behind closed doors. But we are not told what kind of news it was. Was it gossip? Just like those who hadn't heard the news, so are we not told yet in this text. If we go back to the first part of Luke chapter 24, we find that Jesus had appeared to two disciples on the road from Jerusalem and on the way to Emmaus. And they recognized this Jesus and went back and told the other disciples. The point is that the news did not begin with them. It was the summer of 1974. As I dipped the oar in Belmont Lake, Dad had announced that we were going fishing, and so we dug worms, loaded the pickup, and headed west on County 6. At the house across the lake and paid the boat rental, and we got the oars. We headed out across the lake, and with the three kids, it took a while to get started, and so I kind of occupied myself with the oar and dipping it in the water and watched the ripples as it went further and further away from the boat. Dip, and the ripple would start, and then another. And the water would lift and wane in rings into the lake and then splash against the boat. And I'd dip it again, and the ripple would start all over again and work its way out. But the ripple did not start with the water. It started with the oar. The same would happen if a pebble, as you know, were dropped. The news continues to ripple out. It didn't start with you. Jesus said, "You are my witnesses." I bet that really stopped the conversation on that day that Jesus appeared, and maybe even spread a little fear or doubt about what they were into, like when the nominating committee comes to you and asks you to be on the Board of Christian Outreach. Yeah, evangelism. Me? Oh, certainly couldn't be. But again, the big news did not go out until Jesus left them. But the wave had started. Remember the beginning of our text in Luke chapter 24, 36? It says, while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them. Naturally, they were talking about what happened. But like an oar dropping into the water, or like a rock of the resurrected Christ, Jesus just dropped right into their lives, their disappointments, their walk, their meal. The impact rippled all the way back from Emmaus back to Jerusalem, where the other disciples were. And now Jesus drops in again, right into their conversation. We read the other disciples, how many are the other times that Jesus went ahead and appeared to them? He appears to them for 40 days. The big wave could not come until after Jesus left 10 days later. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and 3,000 people join the wave. And it doesn't stop as it goes to the ends of the world until our Lord drops in for one last time and life on this earth stops. You see, the biggest news isn't that Jesus appeared to them. The biggest news is that Jesus has fulfilled the scriptures. God's word does what it always has said. God is faithful just as he said, "You are my witnesses of these things." Where? It begins in Jerusalem. It begins at home. Jerusalem being the home of the disciples, oh, the spiritual home. You see, for us, our home is the church. And then we go ahead and take it to our earthly home and we let Jesus drop in and make those waves and they flow out from there to our neighbors, to our town, to our land, to wherever the Lord may take you, even to other nations as some of you have experienced. And yet it starts right here at home. But that news, you don't have to make it up. It doesn't begin with you. It begins with Jesus. Remember, it was Jesus who appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. It was Jesus who appeared to the disciples in the upper room. It was Jesus who preached that is preached to you. It is Jesus who forgives your sins. It is all beginning with Jesus. We're just a part of the waves that continue to ripple out as the message is passed along. And what is that message? That it is a real resurrected Jesus who even eats after his disciples, or eats with his disciples after he was raised from the dead. But when Jesus drops in, the conversation stops. Like the waves hitting the boat at the edge of the shore, they stop. So it is when we are confronted with the truth about our own lives, because his truth is bigger than it all. Luke records that the disciples were amazed and joyful, and yet they did not believe. That seem odd to you? You know, we normally say seeing is believing, right? Yep, you go to a magic show and you see, and then you try to figure out how he did it, right? Really, did you believe it? It's not odd. They hear about Jesus appearing to the Emmaus disciples. They see the appearing before them. They see Jesus eating in front of them. That should be enough. Is it enough for us? Is it enough for those that are around you? Seeing is believing? Not yet. If anybody is going to be a witness of Jesus Christ, the most important thing is believing from the Scriptures. We heard about it on Easter Sunday from the Gospel of John. It says, "For as they did not yet understand the Scripture that he must raise from the dead." You have those same scriptures, the Old Testament, but you also have the New Testament now, the witness. They all testify that Jesus is the one who fulfills the scriptures. The law of Moses, the prophets, even the Psalms as recorded here in Luke. And Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. And thus it is written that the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead, and on the third day repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You, the people of St. Andrew, right here, thousands of miles from where it all happened, couple of thousand of years from where the beginning of the message happened, it has been told and retold, and now you have it. but you also know from the Scriptures. And so you are a witness of the preaching that repentance and forgiveness of sins of Jesus has splashed into your lives, and it will affect you. It will cause ripples to continue to the ends of the earth, because it all begins with Jesus, the rock of our salvation. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.